Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. Joining me today is one of the country's top-ranked junior football prospects, Will Shipley, from Matthews, North Carolina, for the geographically challenged. Will, where exactly is Matthews? It's right near Charlotte, correct?
Yes, sir. About 30 minutes outside of Charlotte, you know, right on the edge of South Carolina.
What is it that Charlotte and in North Carolina in the last few years seems to have become a major hotbed for college football recruiting? What do you think is the cause of that? Where did this come from? Because, I mean, you look up and down the national football rankings these days and it's littered with kids from your neck of the woods.
Yes, sir. You know, I think it's just, you know, all the kids around my area, you know, in North Carolina have just become very competitive. You know, we've gotten some great coaches, you know, here and there, you know, that makes players, you know, just want to compete against one another. And you know, I also think it helps that, you know, we have UNC, NC State, Duke, you know, colleges like that in our state that we can kind of, you know, start our recruitment with, and then, you know, it can expand from that.
For a lot of kids in your area, the big first domino to fall is Clemson, generally. Once that happens, and then Alabama and Georgia start to kick in, and opens up the whole Southeast for you. Where I'm from, it's Ohio State that we cover on Letterman Row, and it's certainly one of the two or three biggest offers in the country, one that you've received. And this past weekend, you made your first trip to Ohio State. You told me on Sunday that the visit exceeded expectations, but I was hoping you could maybe dive into a little bit as to why, because I know that you go into these trips with an open mind, of course.
Yes, sir.
But then things happen, right? And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. Or, oh, this was better than I could have thought it would be. What were the key points for you as you drove home on Sunday afternoon where you're like, wow, that was really something I didn't expect?
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of things that, you know, really caught me off guard, caught my eye, were the fan base and the atmosphere during the game. You know, that kind of started it off. You know, just to know that the weather was bad, you know, it was raining, and there were still 105,000 people in there, you know, just screaming their, you know, lungs out. It was great to see. And then, you know, just really getting to meet with Coach Alford for the first time. You know, he really kind of, I got a really good vibe from him, as a coach, you know, as a man. And then, you know, just kind of also seeing how they use their running backs in their offense, you know, that's going to play a huge role in where I decide, you know, I want to end up. And, just seeing, you know, how they use J.K. Dobbins, it was really impressive. And, you know, I can see myself in that sort of offense.
It's funny because I think coming into that game, obviously Wisconsin's reputation as the running back school, and mm-hmm. you watch it and you saw what J.K. Dobbins and Master Teague were able to do as a running back. And you're a guy that is listed as an all-purpose back. And what that means for the uninitiated is that you can catch the football too.
Yes, sir.
Were you expecting to see that sort of performance by J.K. Dobbins? I mean, you know he's a good running back, but the catching out of the backfield, the way they were using him in different formations and sets, is that something that when you're watching a team and you've been to Clemson, you've been to a few places like that, is that something you've seen anywhere else in the way that was the focus of the offense?
You know, I've seen, you know, some other colleges, you know, move around here and there, you know, throw them some routes, but I've never seen it, in the capacity I saw it this weekend. You know, they were by far, you know, the best at moving around the running back, you know, actually getting him the ball, out in space, you know, from passing the ball. And it was just a really good sight to see. And you know, for your question of, you know, did I expect that? You know, I watched the Northwestern game the week before. You know, J.K. Dobbins had a receiving touchdown, which was really impressive. You know, and so I was going into it kind of wondering, is that a one-time thing? You know, are they only going to do that, you know, in some scenarios? But, you know, they just continue to do what they do and, you know, split them out, used them in the receiving game, things like that. And, you know, it was really impressive and really caught my eye.
I was standing near you pregame and the Ohio State was warming up and I heard you make a mention to your father about how big J.K. Dobbins' arms were.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, I've obviously seen him play on TV, but just to be up there right next to him, you know, about 10-5 yards, I was just like, yeah, I mean, it literally looked like he had some inserted, you know, muscle, his triceps. I was like, yeah, it is crazy. I need to start working on my arms a little bit.
Well, I mean, in those sort of environments, people are whacking your arms in the football pretty good. So,
yes, sir.
How much time after the game did you get to spend with Tony Alford? And for those, again, who are listening or watching this, Will's recruitment has started with Kevin Wilson because that's his area in North Carolina. Sure. Worked a little bit with Brian Hartline, and now Tony Alford getting involved and getting to know you a little bit as your desired position is out of the backfield. How much time did you get with Tony Alford? How much time did you get with Ryan Day? What was it about those guys – as men or as coaches that caught your attention, your father's attention?
Yeah, you know, I got to speak to both of them before the game, and you know, but both of them after the game. It was pretty brief. You know, you got to get in the running back huddle, the running back meeting, or right after the game in the locker room. And I love everything about Coach Alford. You know, how he addresses his players. You know, kind of just how he takes on, you know, himself and his room, you know. But Sunday was when I really got to spend the most time with both of them. You know, I got to sit down with Coach Alford, you know, watch film, you know, talk about what they do for about, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. You know, that was great. And, you know, I got to sit down with Coach Day and my dad for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes. You know, so just getting a chance to talk to them, you know, knowing how busy they are, you know, they have a bye week, so I know they're going out and recruiting here pretty soon. You know, it meant a lot to my dad and I, you know, to the point where, you know, it kind of, you know, took us to the point where we were like, you know, we really need to get my mom up here. You know, we both said it when we got in the car and when we got back home, you know, we need to make it a point to, you know, make it another trip and, you know, bring my mom so she can see everything as well.
That's the thing with these first visits at places. It's sort of like that initial interview for a job, but it's not necessarily them interviewing you. It's also you interviewing them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Personality wise, is that, do you feel, and I know you just recently went to Notre Dame and I know you had a great time in South Bend. Personality wise, is that a fit for you? Because ultimately at a place like Ohio State, the expectation is super high. It's as high as it gets anywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. From talking to people, talking to one of your high school coaches, they said you're an ultra competitive kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you pick up on that when you are on campus in for that 24-hour stretch? Do you feel that vibe from them?
Yes, sir. You know, 100%. I got to go into the locker room after the game, and then that's really when I sense it the most. I just think, you know, they have a great atmosphere in that locker room. You know, the players got in front, and you know, the leaders, and they kind of spoke to the team after the game. I think that kind of just shows, you know, why this team has been so successful this year. You know, Coach Day, just getting to speak with him for the time that I did. You know, I didn't really know what to expect from him, you know, going into it. But, you know, he's been one of my favorite head coaches to talk to. You know, and then Coach Alford, you know, with that component, you know, I think he might, you know, he might be one of the most competitive, you know, hard nosed, you know, coaches that I've spoken to so far. And, you know, that's what I love. You know, he actually asked me a question. He's like, you know, if you come here, you know, are you going to let me coach you to the best of my ability? And, you know, that might be, you know, me getting on you for this, for that. And, you know, that's what I want right there. You know, I know that, you know, their job is to not be my best friend. It's to coach me and advance me to the best of my ability. You know, so from all my senses, you know, I think that Ohio State's definitely a place that I could fit in.
One of the things that Ohio State fans are in generally freaking out about right now is that Ohio State does not have a commitment from a 2020 running back. Mm-hmm. And if we're calling a spade, aren't particularly close to doing so. Is there for you, a player in your position, is there a little bit of a ear perking up when you're like, hey, wait a second, there isn't one committed in this class? Does that help you potentially? Does that increase interest for you? Or are you still under the impression that, hey, they're going to get one, it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, you know, I think if they need one, they'll probably end up getting one. But, you know, at the same time, you know, obviously it's a little, you know, eye-opening, knowing that they don't have a 2020 commit, you know, because – me being as competitive as I am, you know, I want to go on and I want to play as young as I can. You know, if that's freshman year, you know, that's my goal. So, you know, knowing it's just one less guy to beat on the depth chart. You know, obviously that's appealing, but, you know, at the same time, I'm not afraid to compete. You know, so if they do get a 2020 commit, I'm not going to, you know, be less appealed to Ohio State, you know, because of that.
Understood. You hung out a pregame. I saw you with Emeka Abuka, the 5-star wide receiver prospect from Washington. Who else did you hang out with during the game? Jack Sawyer was there. I know. You know, did you get to a sense of that recruiting class, and have you already had an opportunity to get to know them prior to this visit?
Yeah, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with Emeka. You know, it was the first time I've gotten to meet him in person. You know, we've spoken over social media, so that was great. Just kind of, you know, picking his brain about, you know, what he likes about Ohio State, things like that.
You guys are considering a lot of the same schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, sir, we are. And then I got to meet Jack, his family. You know, that was really cool. We actually got to ride back on the bus together, you know, to our cars. You know, so just kind of talked to him, you know, talked about his high school season. The fact that he's had to play some quarterback, you know, which my dad and I found kind of funny. You know, but, you know, just getting a sense from all the commitments, you know, getting to speak to some of them. You know, I think it's just great kids, you know, kids that fit into Ohio State, and, you know, kids that I could definitely, you know, see being my teammates in a couple of years.
What's next for you, Will? Like, what do you do now? I mean, again, you have a year and a half roughly until you have to have a decision made. Mm-hmm. Is there a narrowing coming? Is there I need to see place A, B, and C before I can do that? I mean, what's next on the agenda?
Yes, sir. You know, I really have kind of decided that I'm going to focus on the rest of my football season, you know, with my teammates, my coaches. And, you know, after the season, I'm going to sit down with my parents. And, you know, I'm really going to, you know, start looking into things. I'm going to narrow it down to a group of schools and then, you know, really focus on those schools. And, you know, at that point, whenever I'm, you know, 110% committed, ready to go, you know, that's when I'm going to make my decision.
I don't see you as the type doing a hat dance or walking out on stage with an animal anything like that. But is there... Do you have like a special date in your mind, or like, you know, if I could decide by this day, that'd be great, mm-hmm. or anything that like ideally you're like, oh, that would be a neat moment?
Yeah. You know, I've kind of thought about it, and I'd like to get it done before next spring. You know, I haven't come up with a certain date of when I'd like to do it yet. But, you know, I kind of like to get it done before next spring at the latest. You know, so anytime from here to there, you know, however I'm feeling, I don't want to be the kid to decommit.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, once you commit somewhere, you should hold that commitment true. You know, the only way I can ever, you know, see me decommitting is if there'd be a head coach change, a position coach change, you know, something drastic like that.
When I spoke to Jacoby Cowan a few weeks ago after his commitment, he mentioned to me that he thought that Columbus as a city was very similar to Charlotte. And he said he felt really at home in that environment. For you, Matthews is not Charlotte, understood. But is there a sense of familiarity for you in a bigger city? Or are you a guy that maybe prefers a smaller campus feel? Because Ohio State can be size-wise a little bit overwhelming for people.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, 100%, I recognize some similarities. You know, I did feel very at home. You know, my dad and I were actually, you know, talking to Coach Wilson about it. You know, Coach Wilson said the only difference is, you know, the Buckeyes are the Panthers, you know, in a sense where, you know, they're the big sports team, you know, in Ohio, you know, so kind of just walking around campus, you know, getting the vibe and everything. It was absolutely great. You know, it is a lot like Charlotte, and I spent a lot of my time in Charlotte. So, you know, kind of just getting that, you know, feel like I'm at home. You know, it was a great feeling. And, you know, I think, you know, it could play a huge role.
I've heard it described to me by other people that where the majority of the major college programs in the country are in college towns, Ohio State is in sort of rare air because it's in a college city. And I think a lot of times people don't really understand or appreciate the differentiation. But for someone who's from a city, I think that it can go a long way. So anyway, Will, I told you I would not spend a whole lot of your time doing this, but I appreciate you joining us on Letterman Row, and this episode of Bermanology has been very insightful. We look forward to learning more about you as your recruitment moves along. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, of course. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. For Letterman Row and Bermanology, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That is Will Shipley. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll talk to you next time.